श्री चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत की द ग्लोरीज ऑफ हरिदास ठाकुर फ्रॉम चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत अंत्य लीला चैप्टर 3 स्टार्ट फ्रॉम 90 दिस वे हरिदास ठाकुर स्टार्टेड 90 Manera Sant Se Tanri Koyla Olingana
Manera Sant Se Tanri Koyla Olingana
Vahe Prakasite Sava Koyla Varajana
Vahe Prakasite Sava
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Greatly satisfied by the statement of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Outwardly, however, he avoided further discussions of these matters. This is a characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he wants to cover his opulence, he cannot do so before his devotees. This is well known everywhere. Oh my Lord, everything within material nature is limited by time, space, and thought. Your characteristics, however, being unequal and unsurpassed, are always transcendental to such illuminations. You sometimes cover such characteristics by your own energy, but nevertheless, your unalloyed devotees are always able to see you under all circumstances. Yes, this is true. Krishna can hide from non-devotees, but he cannot hide from his devotees. Krishna has tried many times. He did not succeed. He tried to hide from Madhavendra Puri. He didn't succeed. He tried to hide from Ramananda Rai. He didn't succeed. Ramananda Rai said, "Yesterday I saw a sannyasi. Today I'm seeing a cowherd boy. What is that? Don't hide anything from me. Tell me the truth. I'm seeing a cowherd boy." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. "I'm a madman. You are a madman. So what can I do? What can I say?" Krishna can hide, but that he can do with non-devotees. But devotees he cannot. Devotees will always expose Lord Krishna. Sri Prabhupada exposed Lord Krishna and Jagannath. And Prabhupada Jagannath, even Krishna, I'm sure. How many people know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even in India. How many people know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How many? Even a known person who worships Lord Vishnu, who knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Now, Prabhupada has made Krishna known everywhere. The whole world. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is everywhere. Before, people were chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Why? Lord Ramachandra came in Treta Yuga and Krishna came in Dwapara Yuga. Who is in you? Yeah, Ramachandra is senior because he came to Treta Yuga and here Krishna is coming Dwapara Yuga. So he is senior. And before Ramchandra, there is Lord Vishnu. Who has four hands? Krishna has how many?
Two
hands. Four to two. Right? And Lord Vishnu, he behaves like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has all the mystic power, his worship on the throne, arti and puja. But Krishna, a thief. Who appreciates a thief? Telling lies. Who will respect a thief? But this Krishna does. Krishna does this to please his devotees and cheat the non-devotees. Because they won't understand that this is the Supreme Person of Godhead. Krishna cries when he's When the cat meow, Krishna cries, "Hey, mother, mother!" Vishnu will cry. Everybody cry for Vishnu, not Vishnu cry for somebody. For Krishna cries for his devotee. This is Krishna's position. So he's reserved for the devotee. So Haridas Thakur is exposing the Supreme Lord. By the mercy of the devotees, we can understand who Krishna is in reality, in truth. So Krishna is the property of the devotee. Only devotees have the strength to reveal Krishna, to give us Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakura is glorifying that. You have Krishna. Krishna is your property. I don't have Krishna. Therefore, I'm running behind you begging, give me Krishna, Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakura is begging. He's teaching us the process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu derives great pleasure from glorifying his devotees. And among the devotees, Haridas Thakura is the foremost. The transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakura are innumerable and unfathomable. One may describe a portion of them, but to count them all is impossible. In the Chaitanya Mangala, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura has described the attributes of Haridas Thakura to some extent. No one can describe all the qualities of Haridas Thakura. One may say something about them just to purify himself. Oh, devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please hear something about the qualities of Haridas Thakura that Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura has not described in detail. After leaving his home, Haridas Thakura stayed for some time in the forest of Benapur. Haridas Thakura constructed a cottage in a solitary forest. There he planted a tulasi plant, and in front of the tulsi, he would chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. He chanted throughout the entire day and night. So Haridas Thakura didn't follow Brahma Muhurta a period to chant the holy name. It is said here he chanted day and night. He didn't consider Brahma Muhurta. For him, every time is Brahma Muhurta. That is the super excellent nature of the holy name. The name is fully independent. Therefore, there's no time. We have to follow time to chant, especially in the morning, because of our nature, our condition. The pure devotee, they have no need to calculate time. Different Bhagavad time, it is said, time does not affect devotees. Time does not affect Krishna and Krishna devotees, because they are fully independent. They are beyond the time. But everyone else has to follow the time. So Haridas Thakura is chanting day and night without calculating auspicious and inauspicious time. Good, goodness, passion, and ignorance does not exist for Haridas. For him, he can chant the holy name anytime. For his bodily maintenance, he will go to a Brahmana's house and beg some food. He was spiritually so influential that all the neighboring people worshipped him. Haridas is speaking the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. How did he learn it? How did Haridas learn the philosophy of Krishna consciousness? He did Bhakti Shastri. Haridas. He went to university. How did he learn this? How did Haridas Thakura got this? Chanting the holy name. What else? By the mercy of Guru. Yes? Put that correct. What else? The scriptures is revealed. Scriptures are revealed. Revealed scriptures. Lord Brahma did not study the scriptures. It was revealed to him. The Veda was revealed to him. So it is not a surprise that Haridas understood perfectly, completely the Vedas. And not just studying, he knew the essence of the Vedas, the purpose of the Vedas. How did I know so? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, speak to me the truth about the holy name. Let us say, my dear Lord, why are you asking unfit person for such an exalted subject matter? I'm unfit person to speak. But Haridas did not say, I won't do my serving because I'm too humble. Humility should help us to do our service. It's not stop us from doing service. So although he recognized his position, I'm unfit person to speak about this subject. But you have asked me to do service. I must do it. He spoke. Yes. By Guru's mercy, we can also understand the conclusion of the Veda. Like the Brahmana, whose spiritual master told him to read Bhagavad Gita. He does not know how to read, but the Guru asked him to read Bhagavad Gita every day. He understood perfectly the Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him to be the knower and the teacher of Bhagavad Gita. This is our process. It should be revealed. We will chant Hare Krishna very nicely. Everything will be revealed. Everything is in the holy name. Everything is inside the holy name. There's nothing outside. Because the holy name is the same like Krishna. Krishna contains everything. The holy name contains everything. Nothing outside. A landholder named Ramachandra Khan was the zamindar of that district. He was envious of Vaishnavas and was therefore a great atheist. Unable to tolerate that such respect was being offered to Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Khan planned in various ways to dishonor him. This is the process. This is the result of one not making advancement in Krishna consciousness. If we don't make advancement in Krishna consciousness, we become envious of those who are making advancement. So it is compulsory for every devotee to make advancement. It is compulsory. We will be happy and will extend our happiness to others by encouraging others also in our progress. So it is compulsory. Every devotee should make advancement. If we don't make advancement, we will become a disturbance to everyone. He is envious of Vaishnava. Envy, very dangerous. How dangerous is envy? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, an envious person will be destroyed by one's own envy. The fire of our own personal envy will destroy us, not something else. Be destroyed. And that you have seen throughout the Vedas. Brihaspati and his brother is the Mahabharata. Brihaspati was requested by Marut, King Marut, to perform Jagya. He said, no, this is useless. I don't do it. I don't want to do that. This is useless. So Marut went to Brihaspati's brother. This is Vyasadeva's narration, Mahabharata. And the brother said, no, you go to my brother, go to my senior brother. I'm coming from him. He refused. So when he got to understood that actually Brihaspati refused, he accepted. Later on, when Brihaspati came to know the magnitude of this great sacrifice, he said, I want to be the Jagya priest. I want to be the priest. It is late. It is late. No, put my name. He said, it is late. Your name cannot be there. We have already printed invitation card. So you can't put your name. So Vyasadeva said, Brihaspati, the envy dried him up to the size of a stick of a broom. The mighty guru of the Devatas became like, not my finger, like a stick of a broom, not a broom, a stick, one stick. What is the size of a stick of a broom? Envy dries him up to that size. So envy is very dangerous. So his solitary Sadhana Maharaj said, we should not feast on the forbidden apple of envy. Did you hear that lecture before? We should not feast on apple of envy, because it's dangerous. We eat, we nourish, but if you eat envy, you'll be destroyed. So Ramachandra Khan is envious of Jyoti. So he, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said he is a great atheist. So if we are envious in Krishna consciousness, what is that? According to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, we are atheists. One who is envious can't sleep nicely, can't think nicely, can't eat nicely, cannot behave nicely, because you are uncomfortable and restless. By no means could he find any fault in the character of Haridas Thakur. Therefore, he called for local prostitutes and began a plan to discredit his holiness. Do you see that envy is an attack? Can you see it? Envy is attacking Haridas. Got a prostitute. Go and stop him from his devotion. Ramachandra Khan said to the prostitutes, there is a mendicant named Haridas Thakura. All of you, devise a way to deviate him from his vows of austerity. Among the prostitutes, one attractive young girl was selected. I shall attract the mind of Haridas Thakura, she promised, within 3 days. How do you call this? False ego. Don't tell anybody I will beat you. Don't say that. I will beat you. Do you know the person's secret? Do you know? Do you know the person's secret? Huh? So don't tell anybody, even if it's a child, don't tell the boy, boy or girl, I will beat you. If you're intelligent, say, I will fight with you. After fighting, then you decide whether you win or the person wins. Don't tell anybody I will beat you. Say, I will fight with you. Lord Shiva said that. Lord Shiva did that. When Lord Shiva was going to fight with Tripurasura, he said, I will finish him in a moment. But when they fought, it didn't happen that way. Tripurasura fought Lord Shiva for 1 month, no defeat, day and night. And after 1 month, Tripurasura disappeared, went to the sky, was fighting Lord Shiva from there. After 1 month, no defeat, Tripurasura took Lord Shiva and threw him down. Lord Shiva was shocked. I say a moment, but now we have fought for 2 months. So Lord Shiva offered obeisances to Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu came, what do you want? This Asura. So Lord Vishnu gave him weapon. Okay, you take. Take Hare Krishna. With that weapon, then he did it for a moment. Asura was finished. So he became Tripurari. Tripurari. But he didn't do it in a moment before. Only with the help of Lord Vishnu, he was able to do it for a moment. So don't tell anybody I will beat you. Say, I will fight with you. So this foolish prostitute, not foolish. She said, you what? She became transformed. She became a devotee. Vaishnavi, so she's pure devotee. All obeisances to her. Because she became a devotee. This is another thing you should think. Please, try to think something. I want you to think about something. Ramachandra Khan called for one prostitute?
No.
He called many. Some said, no, he's a sad one, I won't go and disturb him. The one who boasted, I will finish him in 3 days. She went. She became a devotee. But those who did not go, did they become devotee also? What do you understand by that? Huh? very good. Power of association. Why there is a minimum didn't come and associate? He knew he's a shadow. Why did he not come and associate? The one who is a fool does not know came and got association and got delivered. Became a pure devotee and chanted like Hari Das. What is responsible? We should practice our Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. We should go deep. Don't just read anything. Don't just read. You should study. Question everything, every verse. Question every verse carefully. So Prabhupada used the word scrutinizingly. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, if you do that, our heart will become developed. Not heart. It will become developed in Krishna consciousness. Why? We are meditating on Krishna. That's meditation. When you think about the verse very carefully, you are meditating upon Krishna. That meditation, what is that? Krishna consciousness. It's Krishna consciousness. This you see in many places in our tradition, in our culture. You see many things like this. Why this one, the one who is the worst, who wanted to disturb a devotee, got delivered? Those who did not disturb devotee did not get such a blessing. Why didn't get some blessing? What the others? You don't glorify them?
By the arrangement he made, you know, I was thinking also Jagai Madai. They were the worst and they are titled the worst.
Jagai Madai, the Brahmanas. Jagai Madai, they are Brahmanas. Who never blasphemed devotees. That was their qualification. To be delivered by Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They never blasphemed devotees. They do all kinds of sinful activity, they did not blaspheme. This Vrindavan Das Thakura said. Yeah, you have something. Thank you for your contribution. Yeah, we should think. We should not just read our scriptures to just go and speak to people. We should be connected. We should be connected to what our scriptures, which means we are connected with Krishna, we are connected with Acharyas. Here, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his associates, including Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. This is our associates. So we should be connected with them. Think carefully about everything. This is Krishna consciousness. In this way, our mind will be fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. And Maya will not see us again. We're free. Here you see something. Is happening. I mentioned before that if we are intelligent, we should not what? Don't tell someone I'll beat you. Say I'm going to fight you. Because we don't know what is behind that person. Today we can see a devotee who is considered useless. And we have some devotees who consider to be high class. And we treat them like that. But there may be impure devotees who will become delivered and go back to Godhead. And those high class ones will remain here. We are not seeing that in the movement. We don't see. We discussed the other day. Kushakrita Prabhu. When he came to the movement, who he is what? Yes. But today, who he is? A Sanskrit scholar. Let us see properly. We have eyes. Let us use it and see what is Krishna consciousness. Don't remain external. Don't remain external devotee. We should be internal devotee. Internal devotee means we are using our mind in Krishna consciousness. We are stimulating our mind in Krishna consciousness. We should see equally. Let us see equally. If you don't practice to see equally, we'll be narrow-minded people. Narrow-minded people will not be successful in Krishna consciousness. Broad-minded people will be successful in Krishna consciousness. Broad-minded. Let us think broadly, not narrow-minded. So this girl said, I'm going to disturb Visigoth delivered. Those who who were just called, who were considered the cultured lady, they didn't get it. So what is the value of being a cultured person if you have no Krishna consciousness? That's the point we should look at. Everything by itself has no value. Only when that thing takes us to Krishna consciousness, that becomes useful. So Sri Goswami said, although by our karma, by our guna, nature has given us occupation, but this occupation should not be done. If by doing it, our love for Krishna will not be evoked. Only if it will provoke our Krishna consciousness, then we should be ready to do anything, everything. Yes. Ramachandra Khan said to the prostitute, my constable will go with you so that as soon as he sees you with Hare Das Thakur, immediately he will arrest him and bring both of you to me. The prostitute replied, first, let me have union with him once. Then the second time, I shall take your constable with me to arrest him. At night, the prostitute, after dressing herself most attractively, went to the cottage of Hare Das Thakur with great jubilation. After offering obeisances to the tulasi plant, she went to the door of Hare Das Thakur, offered him obeisances, and stood there. That's the beginning of devotional service. Yes, Bhagavatam began from? What's the beginning of Bhagavatam? What is the beginning of Bhagavatam? Om Namo Bhagavate. That's the beginning. As mighty as Bhagavatam is, the door to enter into devotional service, Krishna consciousness, is obeisances. That's the door. Exposing part of her body to his view, she sat down on the threshold of the door and spoke to him in very sweet words. My dear Thakura, oh great preacher, great devotee, you are so beautifully bird and your youth is just beginning. Who is the woman who could control her mind after seeing you? This is not glorification, this is flattery. I am eager to be united with you. My mind is greedy for this. If I don't obtain you, I shall not be able to keep my body and soul together. In other words, he said, what is he saying? I will die without you. She has been existing, right? She has been existing, she didn't die. How is it that now she's going to die? Hare Das Thakur replied, I shall accept you without fail, but you will have to wait until I have finished chanting my regular rounds on my beads. Until that time, please sit down and listen to the chanting of the holy name. As soon as I'm finished, I shall fulfill your desire. What do you learn from here? Hearing and chanting. What else? Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. This is hidden. This what you mentioned now is hidden. And this is the main thing in this sloka. Chanting is the ornament, the object of this verse. The object of this verse is the devotee should not be distracted. We should do the first thing first before the second thing. This also you will see with Lord Varahadev. And Varahadev went to fight with Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha said, this place has been given to us and you cannot enter here without fighting with me. That was right. Varahadev didn't give attention to him. He went, that is the focus. He went to what is the purpose of coming there. He went there first. After he lifted the planet back to its orbit. So what were you saying? We were not distracted. Distraction means that we have no focus. We don't know the goal. Our interest is not strong in what we want to do. Then distraction. Herders did not get distracted. Sit down. Okay, let me finish my business first. When I finish that, then I can go for the secondary thing. Don't give up Christian consciousness for anything. We shouldn't compare Christian consciousness for anything. There's nothing to be compared to Christian consciousness. So, Christian consciousness first. Devotees should do, we should chant our Sisiram first before you do anything else. Sisiram should be done. If we don't complete Sisiram, nothing else has any value. Finish Sisiram, that is our immunization. We have to vaccinate our body, ourselves, our consciousness. Vaccination is required, especially these days. What is raining these days? Coronavirus. If you want to be protected, what to do? You change that mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, 6 years on first. Nothing else will disturb you. You think Harada will be affected by coronavirus? He already vaccinated himself and said, nothing will happen. Nothing. So our devotional life, a Christian consciousness, is very weak. Therefore, virus will enter. So we should not lose focus. Let us be concentrated. Let's be concentrated. Haridas is concentrated. He's fixed. I don't have a problem with your desire. No problem. But wait for me to finish with my prescribed japa. After that, I will attend to you. No problem. Haridas Chikara did not say, you rascal prostitute, I curse you. Did you do that? Maya! Did he do that? Haridas Thakura said no. She would have been delivered if Haridas Thakura had cursed her and drove her away. She would have been delivered. The problem is not external. The problem is with us. We don't have strength. Therefore, everything is a threat. How is Haridas threatened here? Is it a threat to Haridas? Haridas, you see a woman as a snake here? Did you see a woman as a snake? He says, sit down, my dear, sit down. I will attend to you, but hear the holy name first. Haridas was chanting the pure name. The pure name Haridas chanted entered into her ears. It went to the heart and cleaned all the unnecessary things. And Sabapad chanted the same name in Topsko Square Park. The whole world is dancing in the kirtan of the holy name because of Prabhupada's pure chanting. Was 2 Prabhupada or 3 or 10 Prabhupadas? How many? 1 Prabhupada. See what is happening. You don't see? We have eyes, can't we see? It was one person. He chanted the same name which we are chanting. The same, not second one. The same name he chanted. Suppose Prabhupada was narrow-minded. How many of us will be sitting here today? If Prabhupada was narrow-minded, Prabhupada was broad-minded. He was thinking about everyone as Krishna's part and parcel. But we don't think like that. Let us give up this thing. If you want to be a devotee, we should follow the formula of devotional service. Give up this covering, this nonsense thing which is in our head. It's a blockage. See any devotee as Krishna's part and parcel. Don't see something different. That's illusion. It's a big demarcation. And many devotees are suffering because of that. To be a devotee is not just a tie devotional attire and stay in the temple. That is not what it means. It is more than this. Let our speech, our activities, our actions correspond to our dress. This will correspond. If they don't correspond, according to Bhagavad Gita, we are cheaters. And that is not Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is, a Prabhupada said, Paraupaka. Is it not? That lecture, Prabhupada gave a lecture on this verse. I quoted from Chaitanya, but the lecture is from Bhagavatam 551. In 551, Prabhupada is speaking, and he quoted this verse from Chaitanya. Prabhupada said it's a lecture. We Indians, our duty is to do good to people. What good are we doing to the world? Narrow-minded? Is that doing good? This is our Acharya speaking. He has given his vision. If we are his followers, we have to follow that. That means we're followers. Follower means that we are doing exactly what he has laid down. He is the person to remain sitting there while Haridas, Thakura, chanted on his beat until the light of morning appeared. When she saw that it was morning, the prostitute stood up and left. Coming before Ramachandra Khan, she informed him of all the news. Today, Haridas Thakura has promised to enjoy with me. Tomorrow, certainly, I shall have union with him. The next time, when the prostitute came again, Haridas Thakura gave her many assurances. Last night, we were disappointed. Please excuse my offense. I shall certainly accept you. Please sit down and hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra until my regular chanting is finished. Then your desire will be surely fulfilled. After offering her obeisances to the Tulasi plant and Haridas Thakura, she sat down at the door. Hearing Haridas Thakura chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, she also chanted, "Oh my Lord, Hari, oh my, oh Lord, Hari." She is now affected. When the night came to an end, the prostitute was restless. Seeing this, Haridas Thakura spoke to her as follows. "I have vowed to chant 10 million names in a month. I have taken this vow, but now it is nearing its end. Just wait one more day, that's all. Just next day. So it's not a problem. You're not fire again. We already spent 2 days. So just one day, not a problem. Just give me one day." I told her today I would be able to finish my performance of Jagya, my chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. I tried my best to chant the holy name all night, but I still did not finish. Tomorrow, I will surely finish, and my vow will be fulfilled. Then, it will be possible for me to enjoy with you in full freedom." The prostitute returned to Ramachandra Khan and informed him of what has happened. The next day, she came earlier, at the beginning of the evening, and stayed with Haridas Thakura. After offering obeisances to the Tulasi plant and Haridas Thakura, she sat down on the threshold of the room. Thus, she began to hear Haridas Thakura's chanting. And she also personally chanted Hari, Hari, the holy name of the Lord. "Today, it will be possible for me to finish my chanting," Haridas Thakura informed her. "Then I shall satisfy all your desires." The night ended while Haridas Thakura was chanting, but by his association, the mind of the prostitute had changed. The prostitute, now purified, fell flat at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakura and confessed that Ramachandra Khan had appointed her to pollute him. "Because I have taken the profession of a prostitute," she said, "I have performed unlimited sinful act. My Lord, be merciful to me. Deliver my fallen soul." Haridas Thakura replied, "I know everything about the conspiracy of Ramachandra Khan. He is nothing but an ignorant fool. Therefore, his activity do not make me feel happy. We are disturbed when we are faced with unpalatable situations. To be disturbed because we are faced with unpalatable situations means what? We need a lot of work on ourselves. We need to work more on ourselves. Just like this is a verse from Bhagavatam. A person who wears a suitable shoe, right? If you wear a suitable shoe, you can move comfortably on nails and stones without difficulty. Is it not true? This is a verse in Bhagavatam. If you wear a suitable shoe on your feet, you have no difficulty walking on stones, sharp stones, and nails. You will comfortably walk through. So if we are fully Krishna conscious, we will not be distracted by any tricks given to us. In fact, all these challenges will become a stepping stone to do what? To move forward. Stepping stones. Not a stumbling block, but a stepping stone for us to move forward. So Prabhupada said, I was compressed, I was depressed, I was suppressed, but I did not stop. Why? The inner is full of Krishna. The inner self is full of Krishna. Therefore, all the external things, they are stepping stones to go forward. And my spiritual master said, challenges are good. It's a good time for a devotee to show his or her faith in the spiritual master. How do you know a good friend? At what time will you know a good friend?
In a time of need.
In a time of need, at difficulty. At the time you know who is a good friend and who is not. When things are going smoothly, everybody is your friend. When there's difficulty, I don't want to be part of this. A good friend will stay. So how will you know a devotee? When there are crises, when there are challenges, will show how much faith we have in a spiritual master, how much faith we have in Krishna. What is our understanding about this Krishna consciousness? So Haridas is not angry with the prostitute. He's not angry with Krishna. He's not angry with himself. He is peaceful because he knows where he is. On the very day Ramachandra Khan was planning his entry against me, I would have left this place immediately, but because you came to me, I stayed here for 3 days to deliver you. This is the nature of pure devotees. They are ready to go to any extent to inconvenience themselves to help us. Pure devotees, they take risk to help us. That is their level of compassion. They can risk their lives. One who cannot take risk for Krishna will not be so much appreciated by Krishna. You want to draw Krishna's attention. It is how much risk we are taking to please Krishna. On behalf of Krishna. How much risk we are taking on behalf of Krishna. That will attract Krishna's attention on us. To leave Vrindavan and go to the West, go to Africa, is risky. My Papa did, he took the risk. Not with grudge, comfortably. I would have left here, but I stayed here because of you. I tolerated everything, all the nonsense thing this man did. Just, I want to deliver you. For that, I violated the principle of a man not staying alone with a woman. I did for 3 days just to deliver you. Of course, we're not like Haridas, so we have to be careful. But we should know the process of pure bhakti. If we are too rigid about principles, we may become more principle conscious and forget the goal. We should look for the essence. And whatever is necessary for us to achieve the essence, that should be considered. Not just the principles and the rules and regulations alone. The rules and regulations are to help us to get to the goal. But they should not be done at the expense of getting to the goal. Rupa Goswami condemned this in letter of instruction. His gratitude said, "Kindly act as my spiritual master. Instruct me in my duty, by which I can get relief from material existence." Haribas Thakura replied, "Immediately go home and devote to the Brahmanas whatever property you have." This is Guru. No compromise. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakura said, a guru should never flatter. If he flatters, he's not a guru, he's not a teacher. A guru should never flatter the student. Harida did not flatter her here. Go and distribute all their properties. And then come back to this room and stay here forever in Krishna consciousness. The procedure could also think, is not too far. But she has faith in the spiritual master. She has faith. Go and sell everything, distribute everything you have to the Brahmanas. Give to the Brahmanas. When you are materially exhausted, you come. This is how to do Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada has extended this process. Prabhupada has extended this process. And most of us, we are starting our Krishna consciousness with all the, when we are not exhausted our material desires yet. This is a proper specialness. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra continuously and then have service to the Tulasi plant by watering her and offering prayers to her. In this way, you will very soon get the opportunity to be sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna. After thus instructing the prostitute about the process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Haridas Thakura stood up and left, continuously chanting, "Hari! Hari! The prostitute succeeded. Haridas did not tell her, "I'm coming back." Haridas did not give her a kitchen. There is no sign of what she's going to eat here. Is it here? You see it here? But she didn't ask the guru, "How will I maintain?" She has faith. She was fixed on the goal. Because she was fixed on the goal, she didn't remember the external. We should try to understand Krishna consciousness. Dhruva Maharaj, he worshipped Krishna, not to go to Godhead. You know? His coming to Krishna consciousness was not to go back to Godhead. The same way with Kardama Muni. The austerity he performed was not to go to Godhead. Both of them has material desires. But they succeeded and got something else. Why? Why? They follow a spiritual master. Because their practice was very intense. Thank you. Why do we engage in the practice they didn't remember their material desires? They were fixed on their Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they got purified from the contamination. But we are doubting. We are fluctuating. Should I? What about this? What about that? What about this? Therefore, we are mixed. Let us learn from our superiors how they succeeded in Krishna consciousness. Thereafter, the prostitute distributed to the Brahmanas whatever household possessions he had, following the order of her spiritual master. The prostitute shaved her head clean in accordance with Vaishnava principles and stayed in that room wearing only one cloth. Falling in the footsteps of her spiritual master, she began chanting the holy name of Krishna 300,000 times a day. She chanted throughout the entire day and she worshipped the Tulasi plant, falling in the footsteps of our spiritual master. How many times properly using Christian that Calvary was using the falling in the spiritual master, falling in the spiritual master, falling, worshiping plant, toxic plant, falling in the spiritual master. Just see how many. Because this is what's important. Falling in the footsteps of our spiritual master. Instead of eating regularly, she chewed whatever food she received as alms. And if nothing was supplied, she would fast. Thus, by eating frugally and fasting, she conquered her senses. And as soon as her senses were controlled, symptoms of love of Godhead appeared in her person. Thus, the prostitute became a celebrated devotee. She became very advanced in spiritual life. And many stalwart Vaishnavas would come to see her. Seeing the sublime character of the prostitute, everyone was astonished. Everyone glorified the influence of Haridas Thakur and offered him obeisances. By inducing a prostitute to disturb Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Khan caused a seed of offense in his lotus feet to germinate. This seed later became a tree, and when it fructified, Ramachandra Khan ate it fruit. This offense at the lotus feet of an exalted devotee has resulted in a wonderful narration. Taking advantage of the opportunity afforded by this incident, I shall explain what happened. O devotees, please listen. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur.
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.